Hey, welcome to the Market of Interest podcast. This is your host, Alex Cunningham, and I'm back. So since I've been gone for so long, I won't waste any of your time with a long, drawn-out intro. We're going to jump right into the episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So when you're first starting out, even after you've been learning for a whole year, you still don't know anything. That's a secret, right? You don't know anything for a long time. And even when you're a professional, you really don't know anything. You know a lot of what's happened, but you don't know anything for sure. As a beginner, it's even harder to accept that fact, right? So we're in this constant trial and error phase. While we're trying to figure out the best strategies and how to be mentally tough in the stock market. And both are important, right? Having a really good trading strategy and also being mentally tough. Why? Because it's like learning how to drive, right? You could know how to drive and then it's having the confidence to drive. There are a lot of people out there who have the skills to drive. They pass a written test, they pass a driving test. But they don't have the confidence to actually get behind the wheel and perform the tasks of driving appropriately. And same thing with the stock market. You could know everything about the stock market, but it takes another gear, another ability to sit down and be able to execute that, right? So as a beginner, you're still learning how to drive, right? You're learning how to navigate the strategy to improve your odds of success when you make a trade. And here's the thing, and the good thing for you and me, because most of you who are listening are beginners, and this is why I say you can really never lose as a beginner, because every trade that doesn't work and your account gets smaller, all that is, if you're really good about this, is a tuition fee, right? A tuition fee. The cost of learning how to trade, right? That's it. Everything has a startup cost. This is our startup cost. When you make, when you sign the paperwork, right, to take on debt when you first start going to college, you don't consider yourself losing that money, right? When you apply to a community college or a university, you don't consider that money you're investing in the college to go to school. None of us consider it losing that money, right? If you own a t-shirt business and you have to spend, you know, X amount of dollars to get the t-shirts sent to you and then to print the t-shirts before you sell them, the entire first part of that process is money coming out of your pockets. But you don't consider that money as being lost. You consider it being invested in this potential future outcome. All of that upfront cost is to see if your plan is going to work. If it's selling t-shirts or going to college, you're seeing if that plan is going to work and that money is an investment. Now, here's a caveat, right? In trading, even though we are spending that money, that cost of tuition, that cost of just testing, even though we're spending that money, you can't just go out there and click randomly, unless that's your strategy. But if you're a random clicker, at the end of the month, you're going to see that maybe you won one or two trades because you could make money by clicking randomly, but you lost 19 or 20 trades. Then maybe you reevaluate that random clicking strategy. But here's the next part, right? You're only a loser, right, when you bleed cash on a system that you're not evaluating and growing from. Meaning, if you have this random clicking strategy and you've been doing it for years and you're winning two out of 20 trades a month and it's not enough to cover the cost of the strategy, you've now gone past testing the strategy to knowing the strategy is not profitable and continuing to run it, right? You're not evaluating it right now. You're just getting rid of money almost intentionally. Now, if you took that clicking randomly strategy and I came to you and said, hey, man, when you click randomly, tilt your wrist to the right a little bit, right? Or instead of clicking randomly, why don't you open your eyes and only click this button when the market's going up? Now you have a different strategy that you're paying to see if it works, right? It may not be as definite and detailed and complex as a regular trading strategy would be, but it's a step up from where you are. So now the next dollars you're spending is to evaluate whether or not, okay, now the A strategy didn't work, let me try B strategy. And if the B one doesn't work, okay, let me try C strategy, right? And you're testing each of these strategies to see if they're going to work. And at that point, you're not losing, you're testing, right? You're paying that tuition fee, right? If you're doing the same strategy, you know it's losing. Or if you don't have a strategy and you're just basically just throwing money at the wall, that is losing. That is losing. But as a beginner, you shouldn't be doing that. As a beginner, you should be trying to figure out what strategies work, right? You should be trying to figure out what strategies work. All right. So full transparency, I've lost a lot of money in the last 2 months, right? So my absence from the show has been my own mental journey, right? To break the habit of losing I was falling into. Because when I lost money in the beginning, it was strategy testing. Anything after strategy testing, again, that's when you cross over into losing, because now you're not evaluating this losing strategy. So once I crossed over into losing and I was there for a while, now I'm looking at the account and saying, man, this account is going down, and it's only going down because the strategy doesn't work. So let me step back. And that's really where I've been for the most part, right? So now I'm back. I'm fine tuning my strategy, a new strategy. Well, it's slightly new, some tweaks here. And I'm paying my dues to see if this new adjustment works, right? That's really it. I'm paying my dues to see if this new adjustment works. So now I'm transitioning out of losing into testing. And that's what beginners are supposed to do. That is what defines a beginner in the stock market, is someone who is testing strategies to begin investing in stocks in the event, right, with the hopes and intentions of becoming a consistently profitable investor, consistently profitable trader. That's all a beginner is, someone who's testing the waters to see if they have the potential to be a consistent and profitable trader, right? And that's what we are. So we're not losers when we lose, right? We're not losers when we lose. We are experimenters. We're scientists trying to figure out just the right strategy and steps to put together to create something profitable, right? But yeah, so that's it. I mean, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was short, but you know, at the end of the day, our goal here is mental growth, right? Not just money. All right, the Market Adventures podcast is about getting a chance to look in the mirror, right? Learn something for sure, but also look in the mirror and being able to ask yourself, my account right now as a beginner, is it going up or is it going down? And if it's going down, is it because I'm being reckless? Or is it going down in the context of this episode? Or is it going down because I'm still figuring this thing out on my journey? And that's important to have that distinction and knowing where you are mentally. Because if you don't know where you are, you don't know how long it's going to take to get where you're going. If you don't know where you are, you don't even know what direction to move to get where you're deciding to go. So we'll be back into the swing of things next week. So make sure you're here. And until we speak again, remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's financial challenges, don't seek security, seek adventure.